Yeah, listen, I think as I spoke to Oisin on Thursday evening, there we mentioned if we can get 4 points out of the next two games, which was obviously Cork at home and Bray Wanderers away. So that's obviously that's a big result. Cork City, as you mentioned, the firepower that they have, they didn't play pretty well on the night, but Hearts were very good, very disciplined, very structured, defended well when they had to, there's some really outstanding performance and Lorenzo and goals, just a couple of good saves as well when needed. I know Rory Keating, you mentioned, had a few chances and probably another day probably should have two or so, but you have that wee bit of luck and the grind is right at the very, very end. It was important probably. Those kind of games can filter out to 1-0 with the team that with a better quality scoring later on to snatch a 1-0 victory. So it was really important after putting that much work and have that attitude to go and defend and do so well that they held out for a draw. So it's a big, big point. And they'll learn a lot from that and they'll bring a lot of that hopefully that defensive qualities into the next game against Bray Wanderers, which they'll need away from home.
We will talk about Bray in just a second. And the opening eight games for Hearts this season, Declan, who has impressed you the most?
Yeah, listen. I suppose just taking last night, I thought Josh Cullen was very, very good. He dealt with Hans and Pongo very well down the left-hand side. I thought he's been very good. Obviously, he was missing last week. Oren Brogan was very good as well. So as I said to you last time, I think the players, it's different players standing up all the time. So it's really, really good. Back four were very good the last day as well. Back five, as you say, were very good the last day as well. So it's just in big results, and it's at work rate. Really, really good start. You're looking at it from point of view points wise, sitting fifth on the table, eight games played, 10 points. Two wins, four draws. So we need to start converting those draws into wins, and you slowly push up the table a wee. But UCD and are 13 points, Wexford and 12 points, and Hearts are just in 10 points. So can we push up into that top three? And that's what you want to be going for going forward. So a big, big game of the weekend. We know it's difficult to turn around. You'd have traveled to Bray and they didn't have a good result of the weekend. So they'll be looking to turn that over. So it's really important to go up there and put in a really good performance again, be professional away from home and try to snatch something on the counter-attack. And I suppose if you're looking at the game and if you're being a critical eye on the game against Cork City, and what we dropped a wee bit deeper. When we did win the ball, we didn't keep it well enough. We didn't connect in from the midfielders and the forward players. And that's the one thing with Yarpin, we would deeper that you need to be better going forward on the counter attack. And that was probably the thing that was lacking. And maybe that's something they'd like to address probably against Bray Wanderers.
Bray Wanderers, it is now next tomorrow night, Declan. Bray are second place, and the hurt from the playoff, the way they lost the playoff last year too, I'm sure that'll be hurting the squad right throughout the season. They've eight games played, they're in second position. What's Declan Boyle's thoughts ahead of that encounter? And you did say at the beginning of the week that it'd be nice to get 4 points from the two games, it'd be nice to win on Monday night.
Listen, I think that's important. As I said, you need to start converting those draws into ones, and that gives you that momentum to push up the table and get closer to the top two or three. Bray Wanderers, yeah, listen, very young squad, a lot of young players signed, two or three players from that Shelburne winning team that won their under 20. So loads of youth, loads of energy, loads of mobility as well. So they're very good on the AstroTurf as well. They play quickly, they counter attack quickly as well, so that they're a different proposition probably in the Cork team, or even quicker probably or across the ground. So that's going to be really, really interesting. Their hangover from the playoff for me, not they're a very, very young squad. They bring loads of energy to that. Long them just learning their trade pretty much in the League of Ireland. So they'll walk away from the playoff after putting a really good performance, disappointed for sure. But they would have learned a lot from that, and you can see the energy they've brought forward already into the season, and they'll definitely be a team that will be up there near the top two or three come the end of the season, you would think. But yeah, listen, it's a hard game away from home for Finn Harris, but you're hopeful they can put a good performance and maybe get a victory.
We're going to talk about the big game in the showgrounds tomorrow night, 5 o'clock. Two of your former clubs, Sligo Rovers entertaining Derry City. But in terms of the Premier Division so far this season, talking about St Patrick's Athletic, how impressed have you been with them? They're top of the table on 20 points. The 6 wins, 9 games played under Stephen Kenny. Did you see this coming at the start of the year? Shamrock Rovers are in third place.
Yeah, you mentioned 20 points. Bows are 19, Shams are 16 points. Yeah, listen, I know it's only early days in the season, games wise, and we know Shamrock Rovers will come good and We'll probably push up there. So Pat's, I think I kind of spoke to last day with Oisin last year. St Pat's came in, Stephen Kenny, loads of energy, signed a lot of players, real good quality players. And thinking last year, this St Pat's, I tipped them last year to go and win the league. Didn't go so well, faded out near the end, lost a bit of energy throughout the whole season, didn't get enough 3 points and ones. And but this year, no pressure on. People forget that, but I mean, they signed really good players as well. They're you know, Max Matta's up there, who played a Sligo, was a really good player. He was over at Shrewsbury, you know, so they've got players up at the top end of the pitch that cause you real, real problems. And there's players that are not playing for St Pat's. On the bench that come and turn the game. So on the top end of the pitch, Stephen Kenny was big into having really, really fast wingers and good front players, and he has that in abundance this year. And if you can keep them all fitting well, there's no doubt they can go on to later on the season to stick with the top two or three. So I fancy them the way they're going. They're scoring a lot of goals. You know, really, really quick in their transition, quick across the ground, and you know, the real, real players. If you give them the time and the space, they'll cause you problems and they'll score goals. So they will be, you know, a big team to play. So just interesting now, can they keep that going? Keep the run going? Keep the amount of players injury free? It's probably last year they had a lot of injuries, so kind of keep them all injury free, and they will have a big part playing the season for sure. So really positive start from them. Obviously, I mean, no shame. Rovers going to come good, and Bows are up there for me. They've been the best team so far this league that I've seen live. So yeah, listen, it's really interesting, nice and tight up there, with the top, as you said, St Pat's on 20, Bows and 19, and Shamrock Rovers on 16, and then obviously Dundalk on 14 points was the big surprise of the league.
Kieran Kilduff, yeah, continuing to work wonders at Dundalk. That's the top end of the table, Declan. We're going to talk about the other end of the table now. One team we didn't expect to be down there was Derry City. They're currently in 8th position. They've only 2-1 from their opening 9 games. They're taking on Sligo Rovers tomorrow evening. What do you make of the current situation at Derry City at the moment, Declan, before we talk about tomorrow night's game?
Yeah, listen, it hasn't been good. You know, you're locked at it. 9 games, 9 points. I kept them at the start of the season. I thought they would be up there fighting. You know, currently as we sit, they're 11 points off top spot. So that's a lot within 9 games, you know. So I know they will come good, and I get that, and they have the quality and all that. And I suppose it's just so much hype at the start of the season. Similar to St Pat's maybe 2 years ago, when I talked about how they had a lot of hype and a lot of pressure on them, and they just haven't delivered. For one reason or another, they haven't clicked. You know, and there's players for me that I thought that I know Sam Todd went to Bowes. I wouldn't let Sam Todd go for sure. Currently playing really, really well for Bowes in the centre half position. So the last players, they've been seeing a lot of soft goals as such, you know, they need to be tighter, and just haven't clicked going forward neither as such, you know. So it has been poor performances by them. And the players have to obviously come under that scrutiny, but we also know that the manager is under real, real pressure. And if he loses in the showgrounds on Monday evening, I don't know what. It's definitely the pressure will start to mount for sure on Tiernan Lynch.
Most certainly. Declan, just before I let you go, I'm going to do something different here now. A few quick firing questions. Dundalk are taking on St Patrick's Athletic, Oriel Park. Pick a winner, or do you think will it be a draw?
I think St Pat's will beat them.
St Pat's, Shamrock Rovers, big Dublin derby and Tala tomorrow night. It'd be nice to be there. Shamrock Rovers against Shelburne. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I think Shams might do it. Shelburne haven't been as good, and they conceded off the 3 goals against Dundalk at home. So, obviously, Joey O'Brien, we're looking for a reaction from that. But I think that at home, I fancy Shamrock Rovers to beat Shelburne.
We know who you'd like to win this game. Sligo against Derry City on a final note.
Yeah, listen, both managers are under pressure at the moment, really. You know, Sligo, Derry got a result of 3 points last year in one of the games, but Sligo's results in the last 3 or 4 years against Derry have been very, very good. And Derry found a difficult place to go, so it'll be really interesting to see how it goes. One thing I guarantee, it'll be a very open game. Both teams like to play on the front foot and play forward and play quickly. So it will be open, there will be goals in the game, I think. But yeah, if it go either way, Sligo need 3 points badly to push themselves a wee bit clear of Waterford. Derry need the results as well, but just at the minute they find it difficult. So I'm not sure which way this one's going to go. I'm probably going to maybe push towards Sligo Rovers getting a victory tonight against Derry City tomorrow evening.
Declan Boyle, always good talking to you. We will be talking again. Thanks for joining us on Highland Radio Sunday Sport.
Thank you, Kieran. Great to be here.